I got to tell you, I was honestly, I was a bit surprised. Now, if it were Jay Leno with Jim Farley out testing out some new Ford product, it wouldn't surprise me because I think of Jay Leno as a car guy, just like Jim Farley, the president and CEO of Ford Motor Company, is. But I never thought of Jimmy Fallon being so into cars. And he certainly approaches it with his usual amount of enthusiasm and maybe from a different way. And I thought it'd be fun to talk to Jim Farley to see just how that whole thing went. Got a lot of attention, Jim. Good morning to you. And it looked like it was fun for both of you.
Good morning, Paul W., and hi to all of your listeners. Yeah, we had a great time. I mean, you know, the car business is so interesting because people from all different dispositions, as you said, find what we do really fascinating. And so I invited him to see what we do here in the Motor City. And he really didn't have much idea. So we had a really good time at M1, at the track, and at the plant. And, you know, as you said, his personality came out, and his eyes, I'd say, were opened.
Did you have a relationship with him back to the Saturday Night Live days when your beloved cousin Chris Farley was there with Jimmy Fallon?
Yeah, we had a video conference about 6 months ago, and we wound up talking about my cousin most of the time because they didn't cross paths at SNL, but they knew each other. Jimmy was a young up and coming comedian, and Chris was kind of already there. So, but you know, we come from large Irish Catholic families, so we were both altar boys, and so was Chris, and we had a lot of similar experiences in life, and we really connected. And I was like, you got to come to the Motor City, see what we do here.
Well, he was very impressed. You can't fake that. He was he was joyously impressed with the F-150 Lightning. He couldn't hardly believe it. And he got to see a new Mustang that you're going to be introducing at our Detroit North American International Auto Show.
What's a big deal for us, you know, the Mustang. We started there with him September 14th. We're going to show everyone. We thought it'd be cool to show Jimmy what the car is going to look like. And he was totally blown away. And then I remind him he can't tell anyone until September 14th. And he was good with that. But you're right. He loved the Lightning. We got on the M1 track. Those guys over there are amazing, by the way.
Yeah.
And I don't think he's ever gone over 70 miles an hour. So we got up to 100 miles an hour. He's like, that's the fastest I've ever been. You know, he just had a great time in the Lightning. He also, he has an F-150. And to customize it, he put a popcorn machine in it for his friends. And I guess he goes around and, like, you know, pops popcorn for people and gives it out in his F-150. So we put a popcorn machine in the back of the Lightning, which he loved, and we ate popcorn together and talked about, you know, cars and F-150. And, you know, he's a very unpredictable F-150 owner. So he was kind of explaining how odd it is that he owns one and how much he loves it.
Well, that's great. Great. The real Jimmy Fallon came out and the real Jim Farley came out. Aside from your very important responsibilities as president and CEO of Ford Motor Company, you love cars, you race cars, and you're into it in every way. And the enthusiasm is very obvious. And I know that you had a big announcement yesterday with I think you were joined by the good folks at DTE Energy. And you made a big announcement. Let me read what this says, and then you'll explain what this means for us. A massive new renewable energy deal between Ford Motor Company and DTE Energy stands to eliminate hundreds of thousands of tons of carbon dioxide emissions annually in Michigan, significantly expand the state's solar capacity, and could push other companies to follow suit. What exactly is taking place here? Kind of put it in layman terms.
Okay. So I think Ford is the kind of company and the Motor City is the kind of place where we can really set the example for our country. This is the largest renewable energy, so zero carbon energy purchase in the U.S., period, flat out. Largest in the U.S., that's what we do in the Motor City. We're big, and we can really influence society. So we're going to buy all of the electricity for all of our plants in Southeast Michigan, equivalent for zero carbon electrons that fuel those plants. So we invested $70 million a year for 25 years with DTE. Paul W., it's like almost $2 billion. We committed to them. In exchange, they're going to build the biggest solar plant that they've ever had in the state, and that will power effectively all of our plants with zero emission electrons over time, and that pulls our carbon neutral commitment forward by 10 years. So this is a really big deal for our state, because that solar energy will power, you know, hundreds of thousands of houses. It's going to be able to power all of our plants. A lot of other companies have zero carbon commitments for their plants, but they buy offsets in another state. That's not what we're going to do. We're trying to make our state better by going to carbon-free electricity, and we're going to make the commitment that all of our plants are going to buy carbon fiber electrons. And DT has been incredible. This is a huge investment for them. It's almost it's more than 500,000 tons of carbon dioxide emission reduction. So it's like really big deal for clean air for our state.
It's the largest ever renewable energy purchase through a utility in all of the United States. That's like it's like you calling up to DTE and their My Green Power program phone line and saying, I'd like to buy a 70 million, you know, I mean, I can only imagine how excited Jerry Norcia is and all the people at DTE, because this is huge. It helps them and it helps you, and therefore it helps Michigan and these United States.
Well, that's what we should do. You know, as we move our industry has so much impact. Look at Jimmy Fallon. You know, I got to teach him how to do a burnout. He's never done a burnout before. He went to our plant and the lightning plant. We lost like 50 units of production because everyone wanted to talk to it. But this is what we can do at companies like Ford and the Motor City. This is what the employees of Ford are doing. We're changing society. We're making our lives in Michigan better for our children. That's what we should do with this change. That's the good side of this transformation. It's hard. It's difficult. There'll be some jobs that, you know, aren't as vibrant as they used to, but there'll be a lot of new jobs, and that's what you're seeing now.
It
Ford
is.
Ford and our industry taking the lead.
It's now. The future is now, and there are going to be changes. Nobody should be surprised. And in the end, the hope always is it's always better for the country and always better for Ford Motor Company. You attracted the attention of the Wall Street Journal over the weekend on the exchange page, talking about the fact that you have made quality a priority for Ford.
We have. You know, our quality is not competitive, and it's the most basic contract with our customers. Like, you know, nothing else matters other than safety and quality. And so we have a lot of new talent in the company. This is our highest priority in the company. It's one of the things we have to fix, Paul W. Whenever you go into a big transformation like this, there are lots of things to fix. And this thing isn't right, but we're going to get it right. We're working really hard. We're making a lot of progress. You could see it in J.D. Power's already. But we want to be the top quality producer in the world. And to do that, we need to invest in people and make changes.
You're just the guy to do it. Lots of confidence in you and your ability and your team's ability, Jim Farley. Keep up the good work.
Thank you so much, Paul W., and thank you for what you do for our community.
It's my pleasure to help out in any way I can throughout the community, and very specifically throughout the auto industry that is the lifeblood still, no matter what, of this area, this part of the world, and you're a big part of it, Jim Farley. Thanks much. I know you're going to go out and make it a great rest of the day.